I cared for my daughter Louise, who developed breast cancer at the age of 26. We now know that we have BRCA2 gene in the family, so I've cared for several family members. But with Louise, it was extremely difficult because of her age and the fact that she had married and had two little stepchildren. Her illness progressed and eventually she developed liver cancer, which was awful, you know, very difficult for her to look after the two boys. And so I moved down to Bristol to care for her. Sadly, her husband left us, so I was there with the two children and Louise, who was very, very unwell. So my mum came to assist and moved into the flat with us. And throughout all of this time, we denied what was actually happening. We talked about what we'd do in the future, how I would take Louise to Colorado and things like that, and everything geared around her future. I suppose I stifled any thoughts that she may well die. Sadly, when Louise was very, very ill, I knew that she had internal bleeding. I recognised that, and I spoke to the hospital, and I was told that I could take her off the painkillers, which I did. And it was absolutely awful because she died in horrendous pain. We had to get her to the hospital. And when we arrived, she died in accident and emergency in full view of everybody on a busy Friday evening. And I know that if we'd have had conversations, then I hope that the medical professionals would have said to me that the end was quite possibly very close, and that I would have just kept her indoors and I would have laid beside her and let her gently slip away. And as it was, that didn't happen. So I bear the guilt of all that to this day. I would say to anybody, be brave, have conversations, because I didn't know what Louise's wishes were. Because Louise suffered so badly at end of life and things weren't in place for her, and I don't apportion any blame to anybody in particular, that was just the way things were, I felt that I needed to do something to improve end of life care both nationally and locally. And so I began a campaign to do that, because I feel that there are lots of issues, one of which is having difficult conversations. And I wanted to convey to anybody that would listen that it is so important to do just that, because if one person just pays a little bit of attention and does something about it, that could mean so much. I think we have to be brave enough to realise that sometimes deep down inside, I believe that we do have an idea of where the situation is going. And therefore, if we help to start those conversations, then surely that's going to, you know, help with some of the stress for the doctors. But also, I feel that it's hugely important that you convey those conversations to other members of the family, because quite often people have different views about how things should go. And I really feel that whilst we all think we know best, we have to leave the patient to make those decisions and then respect whatever they've said. In a way, we were robbed of a lot of things, because Louise absolutely knew how much I loved her. That was never in doubt. But there were things that I would have wished to say that I've never said, you know, and stories I would have told her that she may never have known. And whilst those few months in Bristol, the time was wonderful, I still think we could have spent the time more wisely if we had have had the conversations and actually known how long Louise had. If you talk about death and dying while you're well and get those things into a plan, it's much easier. You can assume that you know somebody, but their wishes and their needs could be quite complex, and by having digital records you can record everything that somebody needs you to know.